Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of American Hit Radio, which we call How Music Changed. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, here every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. with my lovely wife, Heidi Morales Ryan, to help me out. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, I'm here.
Very good. No, you did not stumble upon some strange alternate universe of Calypso Grateful Dead tracks. Although that certainly is the way it sounded. Yes, that was Jerry Garcia on guitar. But no, we are not going to dedicate this hour to music of the dead. Normally on Fridays between 5 and 6 when we do American Hit Radio, I believe you must know by now, we discuss how music changed, where we pick one artist and we discuss their relevance to music. Today is not going to be a specific show on one of those artists, but it's an honorable mention show. One of those shows where we mentioned somebody who's managed to influence music in some way, but not necessarily like they're not one of our 250 major artists that we're going to be covering throughout the course of this series of programs. This
we're
show
just throwing him a bone,
yeah, kind of more or less. We're throwing a bone to Mr. Mickey Hart, the drummer of the Grateful Dead. Of course, when we get to the Dead, we'll be doing a series of shows on them. But who knows when that will happen? You know, when that
that's way down the line
time for when that will roll around. I mean, it's bound to eventually. But when we do that, we're not going to be looking at the individual solo stuff very much. And I wanted to discuss Mickey Hart from a different perspective anyway, as I find that Mickey Hart's influence has mostly been on the world music scene. Everybody knows him pretty much, or he's most famously known, as the other drummer in the Grateful Dead, meaning there's Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart has been the second drummer and or percussionist for that band. He left it for a while to form his own solo career, pretty much, around a band called Rolling Thunder, but that album was very much like the Grateful Dead. In fact, it even featured Bob Weir on the album, and they did some songs that eventually ended up being Grateful Dead songs. What we're going to be looking at here are his solo albums that became like world music classics, albums that eventually influenced the way that world music eventually became very popular, not only in the United States, but as, I guess, you could say, across the entire world, the way that he would concentrate on percussion as being something which is universal. And in doing so, managed to be one of the most influential of all the world artists that we that there are right now. So we'll play a couple of tracks from his career. The song we just heard kind of sums up Mickey Hart and what he's about. The track was called Happiness is Drumming. And it's pretty, like I said, it perfectly encompasses everything that Mickey Hart is about.
Did it come with a poster?
The song or the album itself?
Remember that poster in the 70s, Happiness Is... dot, dot, dot?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe that's what even inspired the title. Apparently, it's a rhythm-only variation that he performed there on the melody of Fire on the Mountain. But it's changed just enough. And with Jerry Garcia's guitar, of course, it gives it a whole new texture. But most of this stuff, and at the time, it was really just meant to be explorations in rhythms that Mickey Hart was doing. But in so doing that, he eventually found himself discovering something new and that people were picking up on in ways that maybe weren't even intended originally. And this is where the whole world music trend seemed to come from. This album was his second album as a solo artist. It was actually credited to the Diga Rhythm Band. That's the title of it. Just now, by the way, freshly re-released on Shout Factory. So you can find all of the stuff there. And let's see one more track from this album. From the same album, from the Diga Rhythm Band album. This album is entitled Diga. Here's a track entitled Razuli.
Thank you.
Lazuli.
I thought that was Esquivel for a second there.
The sound of the track?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because it takes into account all these different wild rhythms and interesting sounds. There's a lot to this album. A lot of nice textures I found on this album by Mickey Hart entitled Diga Rhythm Band. You might not know this, but he's one of the principals for supplying the soundtrack for the movie Apocalypse Now.
Oh, wow. That was a really wild soundtrack. Right?
Yeah, it was great. In fact, it's very difficult to find now, but if you could find a copy of that soundtrack, there's a lot of work. In fact, there's a collection out there called the Apocalypse Now Sessions, which features Mickey Hart. And, I mean, obviously, he's from, I believe, Marin County, and that's just where, Francis Ford Coppola is from that area. So they're essentially neighbors. So it made it easy for them to work together. And Mickey Hart did some great work to add to the textures of that movie and to make it as spooky at times as it was.
It was creepy, for sure.
Definitely. And the percussion did a great job of adding to that, probably making it sound a little bit more foreign and a little bit more cool. Now, like I said, I couldn't even find a copy of that, so I can't touch on that. And not only that, but that album came out on Rounder Records, and it's out of print now. And the stuff that I'm going to be concentrating on for today's show, for this hour, are all the albums that were released by Rykodisc, of which there are six. The reason being that all six of these albums have recently been re-released in really nice new pristine packaging on Shout Factory. Shout Factory apparently has rights to the entire Rykodisc catalog of Mickey Hart. And this stuff is now available again as, like I said, brand new releases, essentially, or brand new re-releases is probably more technical. So you should check them out if you like some of like what you're hearing. They are now available again. He had one other album before he ended up, actually a couple, with the Apocalypse Now sessions. He also ended up releasing another album called Yamantaka and Daphos on other labels as well. One was on Celestial Harmonies. The other album is on Reference. Tough to find, but possible. You can look for them. But his next album, which came out on Rykodisc, happened much later in the year 1990 is when his association with Rykodisc began. And this is when his obsession with world music really began to really flourish and also began to catch on in a way that people were noticing. You can even see it in the packaging of the album, that there is like a certain look to the album itself that pretty much suggests that it's going to be something.
It's got like that tribal look, that sort of African dashiki print.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for saying that. I couldn't think of the word, but you're right. It does look like an African dashiki print. Around this time, he had written a book entitled Drumming at the Edge of Magic. And in his own words, he says, while he was researching the music of prehistoric man for Drumming at the Edge of Magic, I learned that whistles, rattles, concussion sticks, musical bows, and bells were among the oldest instruments in the world. And when I slept, the voices of the old instruments accompanied my dreams, blending with the sounds of nature, resonating and awakening a memory of a far-off time before speech, but not before song. That is one of the things that inspired the music on this specific track from this album entitled At the Edge by Mickey Hart, a track called Slow Sailing. From the CD At the Edge, which is meant to be an accompaniment to Mickey Hart's book, Drumming at the Edge of Magic. That track was entitled Slow Sailing. There's another track which is obviously a bit more upbeat entitled Fast Sailing. And basically the idea is just these various different rhythms that he's able to incorporate and by utilizing sounds from around the world. And in this instance, songs meaning essentially that are ancient. From the album At the Edge, going back to, like he says, he's trying to pretty much recreate what music might have been like before man even had language to communicate and yet was able to communicate through sound. It's a rather interesting thing that he was doing, and he continued along this line with his next album, which was released in 1991, and titled this album Planet Drum. And this is pretty much the album upon which Mickey Hart's reputation rests, because it's the first album to be recognized in such a substantial way. For example, it hit number one on the Billboard World Music chart when it was released, and it remained there for 26 weeks.
Wow.
At number one, for half a year at number one. So obviously, in the way of world music, he was making a huge impact and influencing everybody now from with this album, and became a leader in the world music scene for that reason. He also, for the same album, received the Best World Music Album Grammy in 1991. It was the first Grammy ever awarded in that category. So let's hear a couple of tracks from this album, Planet Drum, essentially an album that is based entirely around percussion. The intention was to bring great drummers from around the world to make a recording that was based on nothing else but percussion. And a few very interesting tracks here for that reason. So let's hear from Planet Drum. First, we'll hear this track entitled Udu Chant. Thank you. track is entitled Udu Chant. And as you're listening to that, I'd mentioned that the entire album is made from percussion, and yet this sounds like there's some sort of rhythmic instruments on there. So here's what Mickey Hart has to say about the track. Udu Chant represents the struggle of life and death, which throughout history has been portrayed in ritual using percussion. Erto plays Portuguese wooden shoes called tamanco. I play the beam and a giant hoop drum from the Arctic Circle, which together form the resounding low end. That's what that burp is.
Oh.
That you hear over and over again. Sikuru maintains a timeline bell pattern on a cowbell, while Zakir plays custom-made electronic triggers connected to digitally sampled Udu drums. So it could be that as well, which is making that sound, since it's an electronic trigger, a sample of an Udu drum on that track. This next track that I want to play is called The Hunt, and what Hart has to say about this track is that this song represents the primitive with a feeling of the relentless pursuit of the hunt. Sekiro's talking drum speaks over the djembe, jew's harp, and drum set to form a unique rhythm. Here's the track. It's entitled The Hunt.
Thank you. gbadun ma si atini lesun pa jaga menu e na be gbadun ma si atini lesun pa jo iya mi ton ni gale yen si kan je koro o da si ko odo pe na weja iya mi ton ni gale yen si kan je koro o da si ko odo pe na weja ibo di a
That also is another track from Mickey Hart's Planet Drum album entitled Iyanu, subtitled Surprises, or perhaps translated to Surprises.
That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah. But it's a translation.
Udu Surprises.
Credited to Baba Tunde Olatunji, who is a very important person in Mickey Hart's life, apparently. Nigerian drummer Baba Tunde Olatunji performed at schools all around the country in the late 50s.
Schools in Nigeria? Or
going to, no, around
here.
America, touring high schools and to turn people on to the different types of percussion and rhythms that were coming from his part of the world. Hart had been one of
That's
the.
Cool. Open up some eyes.
Well, it definitely did in Mickey Hart's case. He was in high school when he heard this. And that's what pretty much set him off on this exploration. He just fell in love with it. It's what eventually led him to join the Grateful Dead and stay totally attuned to percussion and eventually end up where in the position that he is now as one of the most important, really, people
that's cool.
in, on
that's
the world
cool
music
chain
scene.
Reaction.
Absolutely. And he's done it all through percussion. So it's very cool the way that things work like that. I'm kind of glad to hear that. And it's really nice that Mickey Hart kept the connection there by staying in touch with Olatunji by inviting him onto his sessions and helping his name become even more widespread through his involvement with Mickey Hart on some of these CDs. The show, by the way, that you're listening to is American Hit Radio, the Friday edition, which we call How Music Changed. This is a honorable mention show that we are dedicating to Mickey Hart for his influential role on world music. A great number of his CDs have recently been re-released on Shout Factory Records. Pretty much everything we are playing in this show is from that re-released series. Of music. There are six of them, actually, that you can get now rather easily through Shout Factory. And you'll be hearing a little bit from each of them throughout the course of our show. If you are interested in hearing the show in its entirety, or if you would like to check out some other shows in this series that we are doing, you can go to our website where we store them all. Our main website, of course, is AmericanHitRadio.com or AmericanHitNetwork.com. You can access our shows, our most recent shows there very easily. If you want to go a little bit deeper and go back in history and see some of the shows that we've got stored up there from this series, particularly How Music Changed, or even from our Wednesday series of American Hit Radio shows, they are all available on the internet at shutupandlisten.com. That's shutupandlisten.com. There you have it.
I still laugh that we spell it out. I'm sorry.
Got to get all those letters in. I wish I could have a three-letter, you know, .com type of a thing. Like, you know, SOP.com would be so easy, or, you know.
Tom Rocks.
Right. I mean, yeah, AHN or, you know, AHR.com, but it's not that easy. There's so many, websites. But yep. Shut Up and Listen works fine for me now. SHADDUPAND.
Shut Up.
LISTEN.com.
All right.
All right. Mickey Hart's next album after the Planet Drum album, he put out an album called Mystery Box about 5 years later. And this is a rather interesting and unusual album for Hart because this album more or less mutated into a full-blown album. While the other albums are pretty much all exclusively percussive in their nature, this album is really an album of songs with a lot of different involvement. I would say that some of it, in my mind, is not quite as successful as others. It can, at times it can sound corny, but at other times some of it just sounds kind of fairly brilliant. And when it's successful, it's actually quite excellent. And the closest thing to mainstream music that Hart has done, really, perhaps except for his first CD, Rolling Thunder. So from this CD entitled Mickey Hart's Mystery Box, we'll play the opening track entitled Where Love Goes, subtitled Sito.
Where love goes, I will go too. Up 29 flights of stairs. I won't say that I'll be true. Spit in mine. Thank you.
oops, we just had a little technical problem there. But that was from the album Mickey Hart's Mystery Box. The track is entitled Where Love Goes. You might be interested to know the vocals on that track. There's a group entitled The Mint Juleps. And it's actually six women providing the vocals on that track and doing an excellent job there. They are featured on a good percentage of the songs on this CD entitled Mickey Hart's Mystery Box. As I said, that track entitled Where Love Goes. Let's move on to the next disc. This is from the album Supra Lingua. And I'm not exactly sure if this is his intention, but what this is, of all of his albums, this is my favorite, my personal favorite. And I think that the reason I like it is because it seems as if there's an awful lot of mouth percussion mixed in with the percussion and really uh-huh. interesting, cool sounds. And I'm imagining that would be, pretty much what is being implied by the title, Supra Lingua. Although he does not say that specifically in his liner notes. As he, in a short phrase, has on the liner notes inside, it says, the birth of the groove, the secret history of rhythm, the light gravity of bodies moving in dance, a child's laugh, a monk's prayer, the sound of song before language, the musicians of planet drum play in a world beyond words, a world supra lingua. There you have it. But in, like I said, in a sense, you might notice that an awful lot of the percussion here is done with mouth sounds on a lot of these tracks. And I picked a few from this because I really enjoyed this CD. So first we'll hear from this CD a track entitled Angola.
Thank you.
All right, that track then from the album Supralingua, entitled Angola. Let's play one more track from the same disc then, Mike. The next one on the master disc of mine from Supralingua, another track.
Sure, Mr. Ryan.
Entitled Tall Grass.
Come on.
right. We are getting all tribal here. WHPC. Listening to the music of Mickey Hart. That's from his CD entitled Supra Lingua.
Oh, I got to calm down
this
after
one,
that.
One heck of a percussive workout there. It's one of my favorite albums of his on this. I just love it because the percussion is just incredible on the Supra Lingua CD.
Percussive workout. I like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And here's a really interesting fact about him. And this is right from the from a website that I was able to access regarding Mickey Hart. In 2000, he became a member of the board of directors of the Institute for Music and Neurologic Function. A not-for-profit organization whose mission is to seek to establish new knowledge and develop more effective therapies which awaken, stimulate, and heal through the extraordinary power of music. Continuing his investigation into the connection between healing and rhythm and the neural basis of rhythm.
Well, I just saw it work on Mike.
That's kind of cool. If you could figure that you could actually make people healthy through music. And that's pretty much exactly why we're mentioning Mickey Hart and dedicating this hour to him in our honorable mention show dedicated to the Mickey Hart and his world music.
He's pretty healthy.
Yeah, got to make you feel good in one sense, right? Well, he has a new CD out. It's... The album is entitled The Global Drum Project, naturally enough, and we'll leave you with one track from that CD. Before we go, I'd like to ask you if you could, please, I hope you can make it back next week for our next edition of How Music Changed on American Hit Radio, when we're going to start our study with the music of Irving Berlin, looking at the very first, really, of the songwriters who became part of the American Songbook. That'll be next Friday from 5 to 6.
Ooh.
And if you can, after the show, stay tuned. We expect you for 2 hours of music. Dedicated to Bob Dylan, of course, with
Robert Zimmerman.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
When we have Positively Dylan following our show for 2 hours. So stay tuned for that. That's must-hear programming. And as I said, we'll leave you with this track from Mickey Hart and from his new CD entitled Global Drum Project. This track is entitled Baba. Thank you very much for listening. Hope to see you next week.
Good
Heidi,
night,
thank
Baba.
You. Take care, Michael.
Bye, Tom. I love you.
Bye, everybody. Ha!